Hello and welcome to San Jose, California at beautiful Excite Ballpark for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Sunday night baseball from the South Bay, and boy, we have a great pitching matchup and a great matchup overall for you between two California League Northern Division foes. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 6 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the San Jose Giants, the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, a battle of two California League Northern Division foes. Well, last night, the Grizzlies snapped their four-game losing streak to San Jose, including seven in a row to San Jose, the first four of this series. Last night, the Grizzlies winning 5-4. They trailed 4-1. They scored two in the sixth, two in the seventh to take a 5-4 lead. E.J. Andrews Jr., a two RBI single to center. Jesus Bugarin had the go-ahead RBI. Skyler Messenger continued his hot streak with two hits as well and an RBI. Jake Snyder, two hits, reached base four times on two other errors. He scored two runs. He also swiped two bases. And birthday boy Andy Perez had a walk and a run as well. And the Grizzlies bullpen, the difference maker yesterday, 3 2/3 of scoreless innings. They allowed just one hit, no walks. They struck out four. Austin Becker picked up his first save. The hold by Felix Ramirez, who's been sensational this season. And finally, Brady Hill getting his second win of the season. So the Grizzlies look to continue their ways with a possible win tonight. Sunday night baseball, and the Grizzlies have won four straight Sundays in a row. So they look to stay hot as they give the ball to right-hander Jackson Cox, who will make his fifth appearance, his fourth start, a 1-0 record. A 10.32 ERA, the Rockies' number 12 overall prospect, their only draft pick out of high school in 2022. He gets the ball for Fresno, who looks for their second straight win, while San Jose goes back to their left-hander in Hayden Wynja, who comes in with a record of 3-0, a 4.50 ERA. Hayden Wynja gets the ball, 3-0, a 4.50 ERA. Wynja pitched on Monday and threw a scoreless outing. So a great matchup. The Grizzlies at 24-26, the San Jose Giants at 32-18. Prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies outfielder Robbie Martin, and we talked a little bit of everything, from growing up in Tampa, Florida, to going to Florida State. He even mentioned that he was a better player than his dad. We also talked about working with E.J. Andrews Jr., and just a couple weeks ago, Robbie Martin had three doubles in a game. He could have had four for a Grizzlies franchise record. Our pregame guest is Robbie Martin, and we'll have that interview right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chemsey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chemsey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Interview with Grizzlies outfielder Robbie Martin in 3, 2, 1. I bring in Grizzlies outfielder Robbie Martin. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yep, thank you.
So, first question, you grew up in Tampa, Florida. So where did your love for baseball start? It's a hotbed out there in Tampa.
Oh, yeah. I think being with the weather that we get in Tampa, you know, it's either football or baseball, anything outdoors. So I would say 3 years old, 3-4 years old is when I started playing baseball and just stuck with it ever since.
Yeah, so then growing up in Tampa, Florida, you went to Thomas Jefferson High School. How did you enjoy your high school days where you were considered one of the best outfielders in Florida?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. It was a great school to go to. My father went and played baseball there, so kind of fell right in that was the school I was going to go to, and actually got the chance to play under the same coach my father did. So.
Wow, so that actually brings up a lot of memories for you. Would you consider yourself a better player than your dad then?
I would like to say I was. He was a pitcher. I was a position player, yeah. So a little bit different, but I like to say I was better than him.
Well, then, after that, you were initially drafted by the Miami Marlins, but instead you took your talents to Florida State. Can you tell fans a little bit of that process for you, deciding to go to college instead of being drafted initially?
I was lucky, actually, to get drafted. Not very many people get to say that, but Florida State was a school that growing up I kind of always wanted to go to, especially, you know, it being in Florida. My family could travel to those games and everything, and I think at the time I just kind of wasn't ready to take on pro ball, needed to grow up, get bigger, stronger, and take the college route. So kind of was an easy decision for me to make, and great choice for me. I enjoyed my time at Florida State. So
yeah, a guy that people might remember when it comes to Grizzlies lore is Florida State alum Buster Posey. So I know you didn't see him around a lot, but you probably heard a lot about Buster Posey. What did you hear about Buster Posey when you were at Florida State?
I mean, just not only how good on the field he was, but how good of a leader he was. And you know, he's probably one of the best college baseball players of all time, and had a great big league career also. So just getting to hear the stories from Mike Martin Sr. about him, because he got to coach him while he was there, was awesome.
Yeah, and Florida State, known for making the College World Series and making the regionals every year. So what did it mean to be a part of such a great alumni at Florida State?
Oh, it was a big family. You know, the tradition there is huge, and it's still going. Got to play under Mike Martin Sr. his last year, so that was, you know, awesome to be able to play under the guy who pretty much kind of started that whole process of having that tradition and getting to the playoffs and making a run for it every year. So that was awesome.
Can you talk about what it meant for him as a coach for you and a mentor for your future endeavors?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, he was there for so long, got to see so many great baseball players come through there. So just being able to learn from him, take everything he said, because he got to see some of the best baseball players of all time come through that program, so I took everything he said.
And you're one of them, an eighth round draft pick in 2021. Where were you when you found out? Can you tell us the emotions that you felt?
Yeah, so kind of funny story. I was, you know, sitting at home watching the draft kind of go on and take place. Didn't really going into it know what to expect, really, where I was gonna kind of fall in that process. So pretty funny. Me and my dad actually decided the day of to go golfing, and I actually found out on the golf course.
Wow, so a hole-in-one to a hole-in-one to the Rockies, and the organization's treated you very well. You actually were shot up through the system initially in that first year to Fresno, so you have experiences with the Grizzlies. How have you enjoyed your time here in Fresno?
Oh, I love it here. You know, Fresno, with the stadium and the fan base and everything we got, it's an awesome place to start your career in pro ball. So fortunately I got to come here in 2021.
Yes.
And it was short at the end of the season, but got to come enjoy it for a couple weeks, so I'm glad I'm back.
You know, and we're happy that you're back here as well. You got some time in Spokane as well too, but you've had a lot of really good coaches over the year, and Steve Solis, our manager. What can Steve you can say about Steve and hitting coach Trevor Burmeister this year as well?
Oh yeah, Steve and Berm are awesome. I think Steve had 16 years in the big leagues,
yeah.
So he's gotten to see the best of the best, you know, Mike Trout, Otani, those guys. So we're taking everything we can to learn from him, because he's been at the top, and that's where we're trying to get to. Yeah, so Berm, when I got drafted, I was in Arizona for the short period of time before coming to Fresno, and got to work with Berm there for a little bit, and I think it's awesome that I'm getting to continue that here. And you know, we're struggling as an offense right now, but, you know, he's sticking with us and keeping that positivity going, and keeping us with the right mindset to compete every day.
And one of the guys that you get to work with a bunch, too, is EJ Andrews Jr. Tell me about your relationship with EJ.
You know, I live with this guy. We got drafted the same year, and he's still a clown, but, you know, he keeps it light, keeps everybody on the toes, so it's good.
And the last thing I want to talk about is, in Modesto, I don't think you realize this, but you actually tied a record for most doubles in a game with 3. So what does that mean that you're part of now Grizzlies history?
It's awesome. You know, I was looking forward to possibly holding that record if they would have given that last one a hit, but unfortunately they didn't. But, you know, I'll take my spot in history, so that's awesome.
Well, Robbie, I appreciate the time for this interview. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark, Sunday evening baseball here in the South Bay between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. We thank outfielder Robbie Martin for joining us on the pregame show. It was a lot of fun, actually, too. And during that interview, E.J. Andrews Jr. actually came over right when that question was being asked about him, so the timing was absolutely perfect. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your visiting Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies at 24-26, looking for their second straight win over San Jose. And here are tonight's lineups presented by Toyota under first-year manager Steve Solis. Leading off and playing DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting second, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting third, the second baseman, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth, the third baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Messenger has 5 hits over his last 2 games. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth will be the left fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin, our pregame guest. Batting eighth will be the catcher, number 33, Jesus Ordonez. And batting ninth, the first baseman, number 15, Parker Kelly. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 45, Jackson Cox. He comes in with a 1-0 record, a 10.32 ERA. And now it's time for the starting lineups for the San Jose Giants, the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They are 32-18, first place in the California League Northern Division standings. They are 8 games ahead of Fresno, who are in third place. Here is the starting lineup under manager Jeremiah Knuckstad. Leading off and playing right field, number 9, Turner Hill. Batting second, the second baseman, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting third, the left fielder, number 10, Matt Higgins. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 17, Anthony Rodriguez. Batting fifth, the DH, number 35, Reggie Crawford. Batting sixth will be the catcher, number 46, Thomas Gavello. Batting seventh will be the first baseman, number 6, Zach Morgan. Batting eighth will be the third baseman, number 55, Andrew Cachel. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 7, Alexander Suarez. And on the bump for San Jose's left-hander, number 32, Hayden Wynja, a 3-0 record, a 4.50 ERA. So San Jose and Fresno getting ready for first pitch. Our home plate umpire tonight is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. And over on the bases, a fill-in umpire in Brian Blassingame. He was a former umpire here in the Cal League and the Pacific Coast League. He will be the fill-in tonight for Gabe Vargas, who is headed to Florida following last night's game. So Jabril Jeter Abdullah and Brian Blassingame are umpires. The Grizzlies are in their red jerseys with the black cap, the red bill, the California Bear flag as we get set for the national anthem.
With us today to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome to the Excite Ballpark Microphones, the Vivace Youth Chorus.
A cute national anthem to get us set for Sunday evening baseball here in the South Bay, San Jose, California, Excite Ballpark, the series finale between two California League Northern Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. We're just talking about the uniforms. The Grizzlies, they're in their red jerseys with the black cap. They have the red bill with the California Bear flag on top of that black cap with the red bill. Red jerseys, gray pants. San Jose, they are coming out in their black jerseys with San Jose written on the front in orange. They are wearing their white pants. They have the black, orange, and white cap with the SJ logo in black on top of that white cap. Orange bill, black on the back side of that cap as we get set for baseball. Again, the lineup will be Snyder, Bugarin, Ritter, Messenger, Andy Perez, Andrews Jr., Martin Ordonez-Kelly with Hayden Wynja, and then Jackson Cox on the mound for Fresno, and it will be Turner Hill, Diego Velasquez, Matt Higgins, Anthony Rodriguez, Reggie Crawford, Thomas Covello, Zach Morgan, Andrew Cachel, Alexander Suarez, and the left-hander in Hayden Wynja, who is 3-0, a 4.50 ERA. The tall, lanky lefty gets the ball for San Jose. He's on a very good lineup as well. Hayden Wynja pitched on Monday on Memorial Day, back on the bump here for San Jose, fresh and ready to go. A beautiful evening here in the South Bay. 80 degrees, not even a cloud in the sky. So we will make sure we write clear on our papers. 10 mile per hour winds this evening. Swirling as usual. They vary throughout the night, but a great night for baseball. Jake Snyder will lead things off. He is the DH as it takes on Hayden Wynja. We are ready for first pitch here in the South Bay. Game 6 of 6. The Grizzlies looking for back-to-back wins after a 5-4 win last night. Jake Snyder to the plate. Snyder hitting .261, a .730 OPS. He's got one homer and 12 RBI. Lefty-lefty matchup. Wynja from the full windup. Here comes the pitch. And it's a fastball driven up the middle. It'll be the shortstop making the play in time. Rodriguez over to first. I believe Wynja did not touch it as it went and skipped off the mound. So it goes 6-3. And just like that, we are underway here at Excite Ballpark. First pitch at 5:02 p.m. As here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin, the center fielder. First pitch to Bugarin is down, and the count at 1-0. Jesus Bugarin had a great month of May, so he comes in hitting .267. He's got a trio of homers this year, as here comes the 1-0 to him, and it's a fastball that's grooved in there by Wynja, and the count now at 1-1. Bugarin, three homers, 22 RBI, a .663 OPS. As here comes the 1-1 from the lefty in Wynja. Here's the pitch. And he takes it outside. And the count now, two balls and a strike to Jesus Bugarin. Bugarin had a 12-game hit streak in May. He had three hits just the other night to open up his June. And had the go-ahead RBI last night for Fresno in the seventh inning. Here comes the 2-1 to Bugarin. And he is a free swinger. Comes up empty on that inside pitch. And the count now at 2-2. His 12-game hit streak, as we mentioned, is tied for the longest by a Grizzlies batter this season with the guy on deck, Ryan Ritter. So Bugarin now going to try to keep the 2-2 here. Here's the pitch. And he comes up empty, a breaking ball down and in. And Bugarin is a strikeout victim. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Wynja. And he'll bring up the second baseman in Ryan Ritter. Ryan Ritter probably is the best hitter on this Grizzlies team as he is ranked in five categories among the top 10 in the California League, which include homers, slugging percentage, and RBI. Here's the pitch to him, and he swings, and the pitch is laced to right field. This is going to be a tough play for everybody, and it is caught by the right fielder Hill, a basket catch near the right field line, and it ends the inning. Hayden Wynja, a 1-2-3, top of the first. Giants coming up to bat. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Ixai Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose. It's Chuchansi Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuchansi Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuchansi Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the first, we thank Chuchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Jackson Cox on the mound. The first pitch he throws to Turner Hill is a called strike. And the count is 0-1 to the right fielder. Here's the next pitch. And it's another strike grooved in there. And the count is 0-2 quickly to Hill from Jackson Cox. It was a 1-0 record at 10.32 ERA. As here comes the 0-2. And that ball is laced to left center field. The left fielder, Andrews Jr., makes the play on the run for the first out. Hill, for the second straight game, a loud out to the outfield. But E.J. Andrews Jr., great range, makes the play. So Hill retired. One out for the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. If you want to talk about a guy who is really good, you're looking at him coming to the plate, a 331 average, two homers, 36 RBI, and 873 OPS. In this series, Velasquez has reached base 11 times over his last three games. As he swings at the first pitch, laces it to left center field. Andrews Jr. back on it, still running back, and he will reach up and make the catch, similar to the spot that Hill just hit his. Quickly, two outs, and E.J. Andrews Jr. making both plays. As here comes the left fielder in Matt Higgins. Against the righty in Jackson Cox, a 1-0 record at 10.32 ERA. Here comes the pitch from Cox, and it's a fastball, and it misses. I don't know where it missed. 95 miles per hour in the count at 1-0. That is ease right there from the righty. The 1-0 is lined to center field, a base hit. A two-out single for Matt Higgins. And our first hit of the game is off the bat of the left fielder. And it brings up the shortstop in Anthony Rodriguez. Jackson Cox is ranked as the number 12 prospect in the Rocky system, according to MLB.com. He was selected in the second round by the Rockies in the 2022 MLB draft. Here's a pitch from Cox. It's outside. The count at 1-0. He was drafted out of Tootle Lake High School in Tootle Lake, Washington. He's only 19 years old. Was the only high school selection by the Rockies in last year's draft. It shows what they thought about this kid. Here's the 1-0. And that pitch is inside. And the count now at 2-0. Good location there against Anthony Rodriguez, who just joined San Jose this week. Batting 375 with a 1.100 OPS. Here's the pitch, and it is low, and the count now at 3 balls and no strikes. Rodriguez still searching for his first homer, but has a triple and a trio of doubles since he's joined San Jose. As here comes the 3-0. And it is high ball four. And now the Giants putting something together here with two outs. Rodriguez will waltz to first. Higgins up to second base. And here comes the DH in Reggie Crawford. The two-way player, the San Francisco Giants first-round draft pick in 2022 out of the University of Connecticut. Crawford pitched just the other day. First time we get to see him in the lineup. Crawford wears the number 35 on the back of his jersey, and the first time we get to see him as a hitter in this series. First time these San Jose fans get to see him as well. Here comes the pitch from Cox, and it is low, and the count at 1-0. And Cox now, five straight balls, 96 miles per hour. Crawford is 0-for this year. Still in search of that first elusive hit here in professional baseball. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Now, he did hit for the ACL Giants last year after being selected by San Francisco, but he has not received a hit yet so far. A couple of games as a batter against Modesto last week. We saw him on the mound, and he looked good from the pitching side of things. As the 1-1 is a breaking ball high, and the count now at 2-1, and Cox trying to find the zone here, 78 miles per hour. Runners at first and second with two outs here in the bottom of the first. And after getting two quick outs, Cox now laboring through this third out. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. And the count now at 2-2 as Crawford made a big rip there. Cox coming right at him with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. So the count now at 2-2. For the series finale, the Grizzlies have already lost this series, but a big win last night. They've won four straight Sunday games. As here comes the 2-2, and it's lifted to left field, and that will go foul towards the barbecue out in left field in the pavilion over there. And the count remains 2-2. To Reggie Crawford, sporting some orange batting gloves. He's got a couple paddings as well, both on the front side of him. Here comes the 2-2, a breaking ball high, and the count now full. The runners will be off on the pitch. Higgins the runner at second. Rodriguez the runner at first. Higgins okay speed. Rodriguez has great speed over at first base. As Ordonez is letting his infielders know. The third baseman Messenger playing off that left field line. Shattering towards that shortstop position. Here comes the 3-2. And it is called strike three on the outside part of the plate. And Cox beats Crawford. The battle of second round versus first round. We head to the top of the second. No score here at Excite Ballpark. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the second inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose. Skyler Messenger will lead things off against the left-hander in Hayden Wynja. As we get ready for Wynja. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As here comes Skyler Messenger, 243 average, 3 homers, 19 RBI. The pitch from Wynja is a called strike and the count at 0-1. Here in the top of the second, no score. Skyler Messenger, 5 hits over his last 2 games, as it's a little nubber and it's going to get into right field. A base hit. Skyler Messenger continues to hit the baseball here off the end of the bat, and it finds green grass and right. And the Grizzlies have their first hit of the game. Messenger now at first for the shortstop, Andy Perez. Perez celebrated his birthday yesterday, did not get a hit, but was all over the diamond. As he now has an opportunity here to put the Grizzlies into some business here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch from Wynja, and it's a line drive to left center, a base hit. Messenger rounds second, he heads to third, and now runners at the corners with nobody down. Andy Perez the single. And just like that, first and third, nobody down. And here's the left fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. E.J. Andrews Jr. is tonight's beer batter here in San Jose, one of the best promotions in baseball. It's been going on for a very long time. So Andrews Jr. now going to try not to be a victim of the promotion, as that pitch is a called strike, and the count at 0-1 to him. Good pitch there from Wynja. Andrews Jr. looking at the signs from third base coach Cesar Galvez. He is the Grizzlies bench coach as well. Here comes the 0-1. And it's fouled off to the backstop and the count at 0-2. As first base coach Steve Solis talking to Andy Perez at first, the Grizzlies manager. And Hayden Wynja now looking for his first out of the inning, as he takes on a very dangerous E.J. Andrews Jr., who has 7 homers this season. Here comes the 0-2 to Andrews Jr. And it is inside and low in the count at 1-2. And Andrews Jr., at the end of last year, had a very good September, which included games here at Excite Ballpark where he had multiple hits as well. Now, of course, this year, he's hitting even better, breaking those standards that he had back in 2022. Second year with the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-2 to Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball. This could be 2. And it gets away from both infielders. Perez sees that. He will head to third. The third baseman, Gavello, couldn't get there. And Rodriguez, who was looking to possibly make the play as well, it gets past him in a shallow left. And it's 1-0 Fresno. Fielder's choice E5 and RBI for Andrews Jr. Messenger scores. And Andy Perez up to third. And just like that, it is 1-0 Fresno. As here comes our pregame guest, Robbie Martin. Here's a pitch from Wynja. And Martin takes a called strike and the count at 0-1. So Messenger scores. Fielder's choice, E5. And an RBI for Andrews Jr. First error of the inning. 2 hits already this inning and a run. As here's the pitch, and Robbie Martin, a line drive to right, and it gets down! A base hit, and it's 2-0 on the RBI single from Robbie Martin. Perez comes strolling in. Andrews Jr. making sure that ball was not caught in right. We'll get to only second base. Robbie Martin, the third hit of the inning, and an RBI as well. So now runners at first and second, nobody down, and here comes the catcher in Jesus Ordonez. 3 singles and an error so far this inning, and just like that, the Grizzlies trying to put something in together for a Sunday game. four straight Sunday wins, and in three of those four games, Fresno scored 10-plus runs. They already have a 2-0 lead here in the top of the second, looking to add on more. And here's the catcher, Ordonez. Here's the pitch from Wynja. And Ordonez, the bunt to the third baseman. Here's the throw to first in time. Good play from Cachel, the third baseman. Gets the runners over. Andrews Jr. to third. Robbie Martin to second. It is a sacrifice bunt. It went 5-3. So one out now as here comes Parker Kelly. With runners at second and third and one down. A great job from Ordonez putting down the bunt. The Grizzlies were working on that in the pregame this afternoon. Here comes the pitch from Wynja, and that pitch is high. The count at 1-0. The infield in for San Jose now. As they're going to try to cut off the run here. Andrews Jr., tons of speed. So if the ball gets away, you could see Andrews Jr. try to take one to the plate. The runner at second is Martin. He also has good speed. Here comes the 1-0 to Parker Kelly. And Kelly, a fly ball to center. Racing back is Suarez. He's got room. It's probably deep enough, though. The throw is going to come to third. And it will score Andrews Jr. It's a sacrifice fly for Parker Kelly. And it's 3-0 Grizzlies. Andrews Jr. scores. Martin up to third. A sacrifice fly to center. It's an RBI for Parker Kelly. And just like that, it is 3-0. And here comes Jake Snyder, the leadoff hitter, 0-for-1. Runner at third with two outs, and the Grizzlies two productive outs here in this inning. A sack bunt and now a sack fly. Here's the pitch. And it is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. So Parker Kelly, the RBI now. It is Kelly's 7th RBI this season, by the way. Here's the 0-1 to Snyder, and it gets away to the backstop, and that will score Martin and the 4th Fresno run. And I believe that is a wild pitch as well. It's actually going to be a pass ball. It went off the glove of the catcher in Gavello. So 4 runs have now scored this inning. 2 outs for Jake Snyder. Yeah, Cavella should have caught that one on the outside part of the plate. Here's the 1-1, and Snyder lifts that one foul. So the Grizzlies, 4 runs here in the second inning. I think it stunned even San Jose a little bit. Fresno had 5 runs last night, and they only had 1 run the previous 2 games. Here's the 1-2, and Snyder ground ball, and it goes off of Wynja's leg. Wynja picks it up. The throw to first, and it's in time for the out, and I hope Wynja is okay. He actually goes down, and now he's going to hobble off, and not what you want to see there. The Grizzlies score 4 runs on 3 hits and an error. RBI single for Robbie Martin, a sack fly from Parker Kelly, and E.J. Andrews Jr. on the error RBI as well. We have the bomb the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to the bottom of the second here in San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark. Two pitches into the at-bat to Thomas Gavello, the catcher. The count is 1-1. The first pitch was outside of Gavello, and he fouls off the second pitch to the stand. So the count now at 1-1 to Thomas Gavello. Here's the pitch from Jackson Cox, who winds and deals. Here it is, and it's outside. And the count at 2-0. 4-0 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. A four spot for Fresno, looking for their fifth straight Sunday win, as that's a called strike, and the count at 2-2. All four of those Sunday wins came in the month of May. The Grizzlies, to start the season, were 1-3 on Sundays. But they have bounced back here in May, and now looking to take two in a row from a very good San Jose team. As here comes the 2-2. And that is a pop-up. It's going to stay on the diamond. Who's it going to be? The third baseman and Messenger is there, and he will squeeze it for the first out. He threw that ball into center field when they were trying to throw it around. As Gavello's retired, it goes P5 for the first out, and it'll bring up the first baseman in Zach Morgan. San Jose defensively today, a little bit differently than we've seen. Zach Morgan, the first baseman, and I talked to him yesterday during BP. Here's the first pitch from Jackson Cox. It's outside. The count at 0-1. And Zach Morgan said he'd played a couple games in college at first base, where he played at Fresno State. But in pro ball, it was only his second time ever at first base just the other night. Back at first base again today. One of their other first basemen is Matt Higgins. He's in left field. Andrew Cachel, another first baseman. He's at third base. As that pitch is inside, the count now 3-0 to Morgan. And Thomas Gavello is now catching. He was a catcher when drafted, but listed as an infielder on the roster. As here comes the 3-0. And that is a called strike, and the count at 3-1. So San Jose, a little bit of some changes defensively. As here comes the 3-1, and it is a line drive to right field, and that gets down into the right field corner. Morgan will stop at first. What a job by Robbie Martin to get that ball in. So now a runner at first with one out. Second hit for San Jose, and it'll bring up the third baseman in Andrew Cachel. So Cachel now will come in there. Robbie Martin, look at that defensively. So here comes the pitch from Jackson Cox, and Cachel fouls it off in the count, and no balls and a strike. Runner at first, one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Andrew Cachel, another Fresno State Bulldog. He has three homers this year, batting just under 300. As a check on Morgan, he's back safely. Andrew Cachel, third baseman, first baseman, can play a little bit of outfield as well. We know he can catch a little bit. Did a little bit of everything for Fresno State in his time there. As here comes the 0-1, and that pitch is high, and the count at 1-1. As Ordonez will throw the ball back to his young pitcher in Jackson Cox. The Grizzlies lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the second. As here comes the 1-1 from Jackson Cox, and it's a breaking ball, and it's in there for a strike, and the count at 1-2. So Fresno in that top of the second, Messenger the single, Perez the single, Andrews Jr. was ruled E5 on Cachel. As here comes the 1-2, and it's a little ground ball, and it's going to go foul down the left field line. The third baseman Messenger snagging it, but it already went foul at that point, the count at 1-2. And then after that error that allowed E.J. Andrews Jr. to reach, Robbie Martin had the RBI single, and then a sack bunt, and then a sacrifice fly by Parker Kelly. So the Grizzlies, a couple productive outs in that second inning. They lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the second. And here comes the 1-2. And it's fouled off, and we'll do it again at the same count. One ball and two strikes to Andrew Cachel. Zach Morgan at first with one out here in the bottom of the second. Just underway here at Excite Ballpark. Sunday evening baseball. Good crowd on hand as well, enjoying some Sunday baseball. As here comes the 1-2 from Cox. There goes Morgan. And that is a great play by Perez from his knees. And it's in time. Are you kidding me? Andy Perez showing the leather. He went to cover the base when Morgan was heading to second. The ball was hit from the opposite way that Perez was going. Perez falls down the backhand. He throws it from his knee to first, and it's in time for the out. Oh, man. 19 years old, Andy Perez. That was actually from his back. Wow. Two outs in the inning. And here's Alexander Suarez now. As that's a called strike and the count at 0-1. Oh, my goodness. Robbing Andrew Cachel of a hit. The runner at second is Morgan, by the way. With two outs here in the inning. And here comes the 0-1 to Suarez. And it's a breaking ball and it goes foul down the left field line. The count at 0-2. So Andy Perez. Mark that in my book as a possible din-in-it kind of play. The count is 0-2 to Suarez. Two outs, a runner at second. Here in the bottom of the second. As here comes the 0-2. And it is outside. And the count at 1-2. Good spot there from Jackson Cox looking for his second punch out. 88 miles per hour. So count now at 1-2 with two outs. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Cox elevates a fastball at 95, and Suarez is down on strikes. A great play from Perez, and a strikeout of Suarez leaves Zach Morgan stranded. We have the top of the third, Grizzlies 4, Giants 0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the third inning, 4-0, Fresno leads San Jose. Jesus Bouguerin, who's 0-1 tonight, battles Hayden Wynja. And the first pitch is swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Covello. And the count at 0-1 for Jesus Bouguerin against the lefty in Wynja, who will wind and deal. Here's the pitch, and it's high and away. And the count at 1-1. Manco Abbott in Lou Pervon's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive. Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Le Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. The pitch is inside of Boo Green. The count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes here in the top of the third inning. 4-0 Fresno. As here comes the next pitch from Hayden Wynja. And Boo Green, a high chopper to the third baseman, Cachel. Cachel, the throw to first. It's low, and it's not dug out by Zach Morgan. Boo Green reaches, I believe that's E5. Second error on Cachel in this game. And it'll bring up the second baseman and Ryan Ritter. Tons of time there from Cachel, and if he made a good throw, he would have gone Boo Green by a couple of steps. Now Boo Green, the good hustle there. So now he's the runner at first, and that is the sixth error over the past two games for the Giants, uncharacteristic from one of the best fielding teams in the California League. Here's Ryan Ritter, 0-for-1 today, and the first pitch is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Wynja looks in once again against Ryan Ritter, a fourth-round draft pick back in 2022. As Boo Green's off on the pitch, and the ball is low and inside, and the catcher, Gavello, didn't even have a play. As Boo Green swipes the base, runner at second, nobody down. Here in the top of the third, Grizzlies looking to add on to their 4-0 lead against Hayden Wynja. Wynja is 6'9", 220 pounds. The left-hander wears number 32 on the back of his jersey. He is 24 years old in his second professional season. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off to the netting. And the count at 1-2. Wynja signed as an undrafted free agent in July of 2022 by the Giants. He's from Des Moines, Iowa, played for the ACL Giants last year. Attended Purdue University, Lincoln Trail College, the University of South Florida, and then Murray State. Here's the 1-2, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop. The only play is to first, and it is made. Boo Green does not advance, by the way. It goes 6-3 as Rodriguez makes the play. And here comes the third baseman, Skyler Messenger. Messenger, 1-for-1 with a run. He singled back in the second inning. His sixth hit in his last three games. His batting average now up to .250, the former Texas Longhorn. Against Hayden Wynja, 6'9", 220 pounds. There goes Boo Green for third. That ball goes to the backstop, and Boo Green will have to just stay at third base. It's a stolen base for Boo Green, his second of the game. The fifth time this season that the Grizzlies have had two stolen bases in a game. Their second in a row. Last night, two stolen bases by Jake Snyder. Andy Perez had two earlier in the series, which is the most by a Grizzlies batter in a single game this season. So now the infield is in, and the 1-0 is lifted to left center field. This should be deep enough to score Boo Green. The catch is made, and Boo Green now hustling in, and he will score as a throw comes to the plate. It's a little bit late. They are going to check to see if he left early. Here's the check, and he is safe at third base. And Jesus Boo Green scores on the sac fly from Skyler Messenger. 5-0 Fresno here in the third. Second sac fly of the game. Goes to left field. So Boo Green now in to score. As the first pitch to Andy Perez is inside. And the count at 1-0. So Wynja has allowed now 5 runs. No hits this inning. As that pitch is lifted to shallow left field. The third baseman and Cachel going towards the stands, and it will go out of play. The count at 1-1. Perez is 1-for-1 as well. He singled and scored back in the second inning. And for Wynja, I believe that run right now is unearned. He only has 2 earned runs of his 5 so far. Actually, had it right in my scorecard initially. It's just 1. As Perez, a line drive made by the first baseman. A hard ground ball line drive play. And the first baseman in Morgan is there, and he will do it himself. 3 unassisted to end the inning. But an error and a sacrifice fly from Skyler Messenger makes it 5-0 Grizzlies. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the third inning, 5-0. The Grizzlies lead the Giants. As the first pitch is outside, a Turner Hill from Jackson Cox. The count of 1-0. Bottom of the third inning, 5-0. Fresno leads San Jose. Here's the 1-0, and it's lifted foul. And the count now at 1-1. So Bouguereau reached on an error. And then Messenger scoring him on a sac fly back in the third. Here's the 1-1 from Cox, and Hill attempting the bunt, and it goes foul. And the count now at 1-2 from the righty in Jackson Cox. To Turner Hill, who's 0-1. He flew out back in the first inning. As here's the pitch, and it is low. And the count now runs to 2-2. From Jackson Cox, who has a 1-0 record, a 10.32 ERA, coming into tonight's contest, making his 5th appearance, 4th start, as that ball is lifted to left field and it goes foul. Cox, in his first professional season with the Rockies organization, ranked as the number 12 prospect, according to MLB.com, in the Colorado system, was assigned to Fresno on May 7th, where he made his debut at Stockton. Here's the 2-2, and it's inside, and the count now full 3-2. In his pro debut, 3 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned. He walked 2 and struck out 3. As here comes the 3-2, and it is low, ball 4. Turner Hill, a leadoff walk. Second walk issued by Jackson Cox, and it'll bring up the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. Velasquez 0-1. He flew out to left field back in the first inning. In Jackson Cox's home debut against Visalia, he was fantastic. 4 frames of 1-run ball. Allowed 3 hits and 1 walk. He struck out 4. As here comes the pitch from Cox, and it is high in the count at 1-0. But his past 2 outings at Modesto and versus Stockton didn't go as planned. Didn't get out of the second inning in his last start against Stockton, where he went 1 1/3. And that game against Modesto, he came in relief from lefty Ryan Rollison, who was on a rehab assignment. That is a check back on Turner Hill. He's back safely. And in that game at Modesto, where he came in relief, he actually got the win after 3 innings of work, but he allowed 4 runs. In his last start, he allowed 6 runs in an inning and a third, did not get out of the second. As here comes the 1-0 to Velasquez. There goes Hill. The throw from Ordonez is late, and Hill is safe. Stolen base for Turner Hill. Runner at second with nobody out. The count is 2-0 to Velasquez. So Jackson Cox now in his fifth outing this year, third on the road, and his first time that he's seen this Giants team. So Jackson Cox, his career high in strikeouts is 4. He already has 2 tonight. His innings pitched is 4 as well. We're in the third. A runner at second, 2-0 is the count. As Jackson Cox looking in here. Drafted out of Tootle Lake High School in Tootle, Washington. The only high school player the Rockies drafted in 2022. Here comes the 2-0. And a breaking ball high and away, and the count now at 3-0. He signed with the Rockies for an above slot $1.85 million instead of going to the University of Oregon where he was initially committed to. And it makes sense. When you get a chance to go to pro baseball and playing the Rockies system, you take advantage of it. Here's the 3-0, and that is a called strike, and the count at 3-1 of Velasquez. And Cox is an athletic right-hander with the chance to have 3 pitches that are at least above average after all things are said and done. And the fastball, the brilliant thing that I've seen so far from him, 95-plus with ease. Great running life. And then, of course, he has that curveball. It's a plus hard slurve with deep and late bite that routinely registers spin rates of 3,000 RPM. As here comes the 3-1. Turner Hill dancing off of second. Here's the pitch and a bunt attempt, and it's ball 4. Now the throw back to get Hill, and he's back safely standing up. So Velasquez walks. Third walk now issued by Jackson Cox. Runners at first and second. Nobody down. And here comes left fielder in Matt Higgins as the pitching coach Mark Brewer will head out of the dugout to go check on his young right-hander. Here in the bottom of the third. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental. That number again, 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the bottom of the third. As here comes the left fielder in Matt Higgins, who is 1-for-1 with a single back in the first inning. So Higgins now to the plate. Runners at first and second. No outs here in the bottom of the third. 5-0 Grizzlies lead the Giants. Here's the pitch, and it is lifted foul. And the count at 0-1 from Higgins. The count is 0-1 to Higgins, the left fielder, bats from the left side. 7 of the 9 batters will hit from the left side against Jackson Cox as that pitch is outside. The count is at 1-1. Runners at first and second, both reaching via walk. The count is at 1-1. Cox looks back, Turner Hill, here's the pitch, and a ground ball, this could be 2, Kelly to short, back to first, a double play, he is off the base, Cox couldn't keep his foot on the base, the throw from Perez was right on the money, it does get the runner at second in Velasquez, Hill up to third, it is a fielder's choice by the way, let's look at the replay once again, that was close, but great hustle there from Matt Higgins getting down the line. So on the fielder's choice, it goes 3-6 on the fielder's choice. 1 out, runners at the corners now for the shortstop, Anthony Rodriguez, who walked in his first at-bat. There goes the runner, and that's a ground ball, and it's going to go foul. And the count at 0-1, and Matt Higgins had second base stolen all the way, but Rodriguez swinging at that first pitch. So runners at first and third, one out here in the bottom of the third. 5-0, Fresno leads San Jose. The series finale between these two teams. The Grizzlies will be back here one more time at the end of August for a six-game set. Here comes the 0-1. There goes Higgins again. A ground ball, only one play, and Ritter will make the play. Kelly on the bag, and that scores Turner Hill. It's now 5-1. So Higgins going on the play. Hill scores. It goes 4-3. It's an RBI for Anthony Rodriguez. So the walk comes back to bite Cox. So now two outs with a runner at second. And here comes the DH in Reggie Crawford, who struck out looking in his first at bat. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch from Cox. The count at 0-1. 87 miles per hour. Looked like an off-speed pitch there from Jackson Cox, who can get his fastball up to the mid-90s. He'll come set around the belt. And here comes the 0-1. And it is outside. And the count now at 1-1. Two outs here in the third. 5-1, Fresno leads San Jose. The RBI ground out from Anthony Rodriguez. Yes, here comes the 1-1. And that is a fly ball to left field. Drifting into deep left field. The shortstop, Perez, near the wall. He runs out of room. And the count at 1-2. Great chase from both Perez and Messenger. The left fielder, Andrews Jr., right behind them as well. The count is now 1-2. Two outs here in the third inning. As Cox will come set around the belt once again. And here comes the 1-2. There goes the runner. And that is high, no throw. A stolen base for Matt Higgins. Higgins timing up Jackson Cox very well. A stolen base. No throw attempt from Ordonez. So now a runner at third with two outs to Reggie Crawford. The count at 2-2. Here's the offering. And it's a fastball and it goes foul. And the count remains at 2-2. Another good fastball there from Jackson Cox, whose pitch count now up to 59 here in the third. A very laboring third inning as well. At least one batter has reached every inning against the right-hander in his three innings of work so far. Here comes the 2-2, and that's a ground ball to the first base of Kelly. And Kelly boots it, and this will be away from the pitcher, Cox. And Crawford will stay at first base as Ordonez will chase after it. It will score Higgins from third, and it's now 5-2. The ground ball to Kelly, and he booted it, and it's E3. The throw was actually right there, but the boot by Kelly really was a difference maker on that one. So first error for Fresno in this game is that's a called strike to Thomas Gavello. So now two runs this inning on two walks and an error. No hits yet in this inning for San Jose. As that is outside. Count is 1-1 at Gavello. So two runs and two outs now. And it's 5-2 now in this contest. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. And the count at 1-2. So Crawford the runner at first. And Gavello 0-1 today. Popped up in his first at-bat. One ball, two strikes. Jackson Cox comes set. Here's his 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. And Cox picks up a big strikeout to end the third. The Giants, though, scored two runs on a ground out and an error. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the fourth inning, 5-2, Grizzlies lead the Giants as the beer batter E.J. Andrews Jr. will stride to the plate. He had an RBI after reaching on an error back in the second. He also scored a run. And he'll take on the lefty, and Hayden Wynja is back out for his fourth inning of work. Might be the last inning as well for the lanky lefty. As here comes the pitch from Wynja, and it's outside and high, and the count at 1-0 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Hayden Wynja was a 30th round draft pick by the Braves in 2017, as that pitch is drifting foul, and the count at 1-1. Was a 30th round draft pick of the Braves in 2017 out of high school. He did not sign. Instead went to Purdue, where he was there for two seasons. As the 1-1 is down the left field line and foul, and the count now at 1-2. Went to Lincoln Trail College in 2020, and then went to the University of South Florida in 2021, and then went to his fourth stop in college, where he went to Murray State in 2022, where he absolutely dominated. Here comes the 1-2 to Andrews Jr., and it is high, and the count at 2-2. He earned first-team All-Ohio Valley Conference honors last year at Murray State, where he posted a 3.67 ERA over 15 games. Here's the pitch. Inside, and the count full now to E.J., 3-2. The crowd wanting a strikeout there of E.J. Over 15 games, 14 of them are starts, 86 strikeouts. As that is a swing and a miss in the dirt, the throw to first, and it's high, and it gets away, and E.J. Andrews will get to second base. So E.J. Andrews does strike out as the beer batter. Second strikeout for Wynja, but the error, it goes E2 on the throw. That's the third error now for San Jose. And Andrews Jr. gets the second because of the throwing error from the catcher Gavello. The ball in the dirt swung on and missed, and then the throw from Gavello went over the first baseman in Zach Morgan's head. So Andrews Jr. now the runner at second for Robbie Martin, who had an RBI single. He also scored back in the second. And the Grizzlies trying to extend their 5-2 lead here in the fourth. Four errors so far in this contest. A lot of unearned runs. Here's the pitch. And that's a line drive to right field. But right there is the right fielder Hill.
Oh, what are you doing?
And that is the first out of the inning. That ball was airmailed all the way towards the Grizzlies dugout. The pitcher Wynja backing up makes the catch for the first out, though. So Hill One right fielder flies out to the other. So one out. And he'll bring up the catcher in Jesus Ordonez, who had a sack bunt back in the second inning. So one out and a runner at second. So he'll make the first out against Robbie Martin, who's now 1-for-2. Here's Ordonez, and that pitch is high, and the count at 1-0. Back to Hayden Wynja. As we said, posted a 3.67 ERA over 15 games, 14 starts, 86 strikeouts, and only 24 walks in 73 2/3 innings. As Andrews Jr. takes off for third, and he is going to be safe, and the throw goes into deep left field by Gavello, and they're going to call interference on Jesus Ordonez, and E.J. Andrews Jr. have to go all the way back to second base. Oh, man. Ordonez apparently got in the way of Gavello's throw to third where Cagle was there. Andrews Jr. had third base swiped all the way. The ball was errantly thrown into left field. He was going to score easily. And now we watch the replay. Oh, my goodness. How are they calling that interference? Ordonez was out of the box. Here comes the 1-1 to Ordonez. And he swings and misses, and the count now at 1-2. So Jabril Jeter Abdullah, the home plate umpire, calling interference, and Ordonez was not even in the batter's box. He actually had gone out of the way. That's unbelievable. Here comes the 1-2, and now a check on Andrews Jr., and that ball goes to center field. Andrews Jr. will take third base. E1. Four errors for San Jose now. They have 8 over their last 2 games. We have 5 errors in this game. We are only in the 4th inning. Because now Dan Runs are going to go talk to Hayden Wynja. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot going on here. Back to Wynja. He had a streak of 26 consecutive innings in college without allowing an earned run, by the way. So Hayden Wynja, Murray State was his last stop. He's had a rough go of things today here in the 4th inning. There's only one out, and it was on the fly ball to right field. Should have been 2 outs in this inning, but a couple errors as well. And Andrews Jr. is at third. 5-2 our score. You're in the top of the 4th inning, 5-2, and if you're listening at home, I apologize, but there is a lot of craziness in this game to really cover. Infield is now in for the Giants, as here comes the 1-2, and Ordonez will lift one, and it will go foul. As a young kid will get that foul ball, he raises that ball in the air. That's awesome. Count is 1-2 to Ordonez, one out here in the top of the 4th. 5-2 our score. We have had a lot of craziness. Very exciting here at Excite Ballpark here in the South Bay. Here comes the 1-2 again to Ordonez. And that is a check swing, and he is out on strikes. The ball gets away. Gavello's throw. Here comes Andrews Jr., the tag, and he's out! Andrews Jr. is out of the plate! And that ends the inning. Andrews Jr. tried taking the plate, and he is out. And Steve Solis, I want to see if he says anything to Jabril Jeter Abdullah on the way back. That inning had everything. It's a double play to end the inning. Oh, my goodness. Let's watch this again. The strikeout, the ball gets away. Gavello to first. The throw back to the plate, where Wynja was tagging, and he gets Andrews Jr., and that ends the inning. We head to the bottom of the 4th. A lot going on. 5-2, Fresno leads San Jose. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
There is a lot going on here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-2, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. Sergio Sanchez on the bump now, taking over for Jackson Cox. Here's the first pitch, and it's high to Zach Morgan, the first baseman. So Sergio Sanchez, the new pitcher now, takes over for Jackson Cox. Here's the pitch from Sanchez, and it is outside. The count now at 2-0. So the right-hander Sergio Sanchez into the game. Second time we've seen him in this series. Here's the pitch, a ground ball to the third baseman Messenger. Tough bounce, the throw in time. It goes 5-3. Morgan now 1-for-2. He had singled back in the second, and it'll bring up Andrew Cachel, who grounded out to the shortstop. And Andy Perez, who made a SportsCenter highlight kind of play back in the second inning. So he's 0-for-1. So Sergio Sanchez takes over here in the fourth. 5-2 our score. Grizzlies lead the Giants. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count is at 1-0. By the way, in between innings, we got some clarifications on a couple different plays back in that fourth. There was a lot going on as well in that inning. Here's the pitch from Sanchez. It's a called strike, and the count now at 1-1. So Andrews Jr. had reached on an error after he had struck out swinging, got to second on that error. As that swung on and missed, the count at 1-2. Time taken from Cachel. Andrews Jr. got to third on an error, but prior to that error by Hayden Wynja on the pickoff attempt at second, there was a play where Andrews Jr. took off for third on a stolen base attempt. Here comes the 1-2 from Sanchez, and it's low, the count at 2-2. And Andrews Jr. had third swiped all the way. The catcher, Gavello, when he threw the ball, Gavello threw the ball way into left field. As here comes the 2-2, and that is swung on and foul tipped to the glove for the second out. First strikeout for Sanchez. And it'll bring up Alexander Suarez with two outs. Well, initially, we thought it was ruled batter's interference, but Ordonez was so far out of the box that we were wondering what happened. Well, it was actually umpire's interference. And so Andrews Jr. had to go all the way back to second. Then the errant throw got him to third. As that pitch is lifted high in the air, we'll have to describe what happened in the next half inning. We have a 1-2-3 inning from Sergio Sanchez. We had the fifth. 5-2, Grizzlies lead the Giants. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning, 5-2, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. A lot going on. We were talking about what happened back in the top of the fourth inning still. Andrews Jr. had tried stealing third base, and an umpire's interference made him go back to second. He had gone to third on an error by the pitcher in Hayden Wynja. Then what was even crazier later is then Ordóñez struck out. Ordóñez was then thrown out at first by Gavello on the 2-3 putout. Andrews Jr. took off for the plate, and it wasn't on a caught stealing. It was him trying to advance on the play, and it went 3-1, ended up being an inning-ending double play. A 1-2-3 inning for Sanchez, by the way, in the fourth inning, and now Hayden Wynja's night is done, and it brings on rehabber left-hander number 26, Sean Newcomb. The former Los Angeles Angel signed by the Giants in the offseason. Newcomb is on rehab assignment. He takes over Hayden Wynja. We have your final lines on both starters, by the way. Here's the pitch from the lefty. It's way outside to Parker Kelly. And the count at 1-0. So Sean Newcomb into the game now here in the fifth inning. A lot going on here at Excite Ballpark. Here's the pitch. And it is outside, and the count now at 2-0. So final line on Hayden Wynja, 4 innings, allowed 3 hits, 5 runs, only 1 earned. He had no walks, struck out 3, 4 errors by the Giants defensively. As a 2-0 is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count is 2-1. For Jackson Cox, for Fresno, 3 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 3 walks, and 3 Ks. As that pitch is a called strike at the knees, and the count is now 2-2. So Sanchez now in for Fresno. Sean Newcomb in now for San Jose. As here comes the 2-2. And that is inside, and I think it hit Jabril Jeter Abdullah, the umpire. So the count is now 3-2. And just out of the Bay Area, news from the San Francisco Giants, by the way. We are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of former San Francisco Giants manager Roger Craig. The hum, baby skipper, as that's a ground ball to the shortstop. Rodriguez over to first in time. 6-3 on the putout. Kelly retired, as will bring up the DH and Jake Snyder. The hum, baby skipper, the Giants for 8 seasons. His 586 wins are 6th most in Giants history, and 3rd most in the San Francisco era. R.I.P. Roger Craig. Something I thought I'd never have to read on the air. As here's Jake Snyder now 0-2. Here's the pitch, and it is a check swing called a strike. And the count at 0-1. Here's the next pitch to Snyder, and it's a breaking ball fouled off to the backstop. And the count now 0-2 to Jake Snyder here in the top of the fifth inning. Here at Excite Ballpark, here comes the 0-2 from Newcomb to Jake Snyder, and that is low. And the count now at 1-2. Newcomb is 6'5", 255 pounds, the former Major League lefty. Working to get back to the big leagues. Here comes the 1-2, and that is outside. The count now at 2-2. Newcomb signed as a free agent with the Giants in 2023. He's from Brockton, Massachusetts. Last year split time between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here's the 2-2, and it swung on and missed. Snyder down on strikes. First strikeout for Newcomb. Two away for the center fielder, Jesus Bouguereau. So Newcomb trying to get back to the big leagues. He will celebrate a birthday in 8 days, but he is 29 years old as that pitch is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Takes over here for Hayden Wynja. Worked four innings. Here comes the 0-1 to Bouguereau from Newcomb, who will wind and deal. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. That was effortlessly from Newcomb. 93 miles per hour with good movement on that pitch. The count now 0-2. And for these Grizzlies, they have seen a lot of rehabbers this series. But Newcomb might be the best of the pitchers that they've seen. Here comes the 0-2. And that is fouled off at the plate. And apparently it was strike three. Apparently didn't touch it. The throw to first, and it gets away. Morgan dropped it. Oh, no. The fifth error for San Jose. Morgan dropped it at first base. He can't believe it. And Bouguereau, who didn't think he had initially struck out, was laid out of the batter's box, and he will reach base safely. Oh, man. Five errors now for San Jose, the most by an opponent this year against Fresno. We have six errors combined here in the fifth inning. And with two outs, here's Ryan Ritter. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and the count at 0-1. Good pitch from Newcomb right there. So no balls, one strike. Here's the pitch, and it's high, and a check on Bouguereau. He's back safely. The count at 1-1. Bouguereau already two stolen bases. He has now reached twice on errors. Ritter 0-2 at the plate. A lot going on here, and it's one of those games where you have to watch the full play before you write it down in your box scores. Here goes Bouguereau, the throw, it's in time, and he's out at second base. Bouguereau caught stealing on the throw from Gavello to the second baseman in Velasquez, and that ends the inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 5-2. Grizzlies lead the Giants. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. A lot of action here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 5-2, Fresno leads San Jose. Gabriel Barbosa will take over now on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies. Sergio Sanchez, a clean fourth inning, struck out one in a 1-2-3 frame. So the bullpen now, 4 2/3 scoreless frames over their past two nights. And here's Gabriel Barbosa as the first pitch is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Barbosa making his ninth appearance. He's had four starts, a 2-3 record, a 7.71 ERA. Line drive to right field, a base hit. And Turner Hill has his second time reaching base, his first hit of the game. He is now 1-for-2 with a run. Third hit now for the Giants, and it'll bring up the second baseman in Diego Velasquez. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and the Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has great new amenities at a great price, and they are waiting for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. The first pitch is outside of Velasquez, the count at 1-0. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. As now Barbosa into the game. Four pitches, fastball, curveball, slider, and change. Here comes the 1-0 from Barbosa, and Velasquez, ground ball, this could be two. Ritter, two Perez, two first, a double play. 4-6-3, and Velasquez is retired. Hill also out on that double play. Two away, and here comes left fielder Matt Higgins. 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. So Barbosa gets the big ground ball there. And now two outs here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball, or that one into the netting, the count at 0-1, excuse me. Foul ball there. Count it 0-1 from Barbosa. Appearing in his third game against San Jose. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a called strike, and the count at 0-2. He has an 0-2 record, a 10.25 ERA against these Giants. As here comes the 0-2. And it's in the dirt. The count now at 1-2. And Barbosa was a starter at the beginning of this season. And then when Jackson Cox joined the Grizzlies, Barbosa moved into the bullpen. And he has been a completely different pitcher ever since. In the month of May, when he's worked out of the pen, four games, no starts, a 2-0 record, a 3.86 ERA. He also has one save in that span. Here's the 1-2, and that is in the dirt. The count at 2-2. He got a win in his last outing on May 28th versus Stockton. Four innings of relief, allowed one run, it was earned. Four hits, no walks, he struck out five. Barbosa has been fantastic this year. Here's the 2-2, and it swung on and missed. And Gabriel Barbosa has a clean fifth inning. We head to the sixth. The Grizzlies lead 5-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to the South Bay here in San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark. Top of the sixth inning, 5-2 Fresno leads San Jose. Nomar Medina will now take over for Sean Newcomb, who worked a 1-2-3 scoreless fifth. Third pitcher now for San Jose, all lefties. Ryan Ritter will lead things off. He's 0-for-2. Here's the pitch to Ritter, and Ritter fouls it off, and the count at no balls and one strike. series finale between Fresno and San Jose. The Grizzlies looking for back-to-back wins. The Giants took the first four games of this series. Here's the 0-1, and that is lifted foul, and the count now 0-2. But the Grizzlies, a big win last night. They have a 5-2 lead here in this one. As Nomar Medina takes over his 10th game out of the bullpen, a 2-2 record, a 4.13 ERA, 28 1/3 innings, has a 1.69 whip. Here comes the 0-2 to Ritter, and the fly ball to right field, and it will be caught by Turner Hill on the run. What a play. And Ritter retired for the first out. As here comes Skyler Messenger, 1-for-1, an RBI and a run scored tonight. But series finale here. The Grizzlies back home for 12 games. They will have 6 against the Lake Elsinore Storm and 6 against the Inland Empire 66ers. As the first pitch is a called strike to Skyler Messenger. Fresno, third place in the California League Northern Division standings. Here's the 0-1. It is outside. The count at 1-1. Trailing these San Jose Giants by 8 games. But a win today puts them a little bit closer. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a ground ball, and it is the backhand by Velasquez. He tries getting up. He slips on the play. I hope he's okay as well. It is a single for Messenger. He has his third straight multi-hit game. 7 hits over his past 3 games. And the Grizzlies have a one-out hit right here. 4th hit now with 2 from Messenger. And here comes the shortstop in Andy Perez. Velasquez actually slid down to try to make that backhand. He actually got that ball in his webbing. But when he tried to get up, he slipped on the outfield grass. As a bunt attempt here from Perez, it goes foul. The count at 0-1. One out, runner at first. Perez is 1-for-2 with a run scored back in the second, where the Grizzlies scored 4 of their 5 runs. The Grizzlies looking for a big win here. We are the last game in single-A baseball this evening. Last game to play. Here comes the 0-1. And it is a pop-up, and it's going to go foul. And the count now at 0-2. As a race for the souvenir. So the count now is at 0-2, and a young fan will get that foul ball. Messenger leads from first. And here comes the 0-2. And that is a broken bat, I believe. I didn't see where that ball went. I actually was caught by the bat there. Perez is out at first. Part of his bat splintered right at about 2 feet from home plate. And the other part went actually into the netting here at Excite Ballpark.
What was that? I was watching the bat.
I think we all got caught watching the bat there. 2 outs now. Messenger up to second. It was 3 unassisted. So second time he's been retired on the 3 unassisted. And here's E.J. Andrews Jr., who's had a very crazy day today. Has reached base twice. And that's a high fly ball out to left center field. It'll be Suarez, the center fielder, and he will make the catch to end the inning. We had the bottom of the sixth. A lot going on. Broken bats, airs galore, and more. We'll be back here listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-2 Fresno leads San Jose. It'll be Robbie Martin. It'll be Anthony Rodriguez, Reggie Crawford, and Thomas Gavello for San Jose. Against the right-hander in Gabriel Barbosa, who's back out for his second inning of work. There has been a lot of action here for the series finale between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Another close one as well, so stay tuned for the ending of this one. Should be a lot of fun. So Anthony Rodriguez will lead things off. He is 0-for-1, a walk in the first, an RBI ground out in the third inning. As here comes the pitch from Barbosa. And it's a breaking ball that dips in there, and the count is at 0-1. Barbosa is in his fifth professional season with the Rockies organization, is considered to have the best control in the Rockies system according to Baseball America, as he throws another strike, swung on and missed, the count at 0-2. In 153 career innings, Gabriel Barbosa has only 27 walks. As here comes the 0-2 from Barbosa, and it's a ground ball. This is the second baseman, Ritter, who gobbles it up over to first in time, and Kelly is there. Rodriguez retired 4-3, and will bring up the DH in Reggie Crawford. Barbosa is 6 feet, 183 pounds. The right-hander played between the ACL Rockies and Fresno last year, joined the Grizzlies at the back half of the season, the final 2 weeks. He also pitched in the postseason for Fresno, all in relief. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0. He is 21 years old, born on January 22, 2002. He's from Bastos, Brazil, signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2018 by the Rockies. He is the second player in Grizzlies history to be born in Brazil. 2015, Murilo Gouveia. Here's the 2-0, and that is a breaking ball, and it's low, and the count at 3-0. And Barbosa, one of the kindest guys you'll meet. As here comes the 3-0 from Barbosa, and that is a called strike, and the count at 3-1. And the story I like to tell people from the time that we've had Barbosa here in Fresno, at the end of last year when the Grizzlies lost in the championship series to the Lake Elsinore Storm at Chukchansey Park, here's a 3-1. It's swung on and missed. The count at 3-2 to Crawford. Crawford 0-for-2. He reached on an error back in the third. Barbosa, after the season had ended, everyone was packing up to leave. He was the last one in the Grizzlies locker room. As here's a 3-2 foul to the backstop. We'll do it again. And Barbosa actually helped our home clubhouse manager, Conlon McGuire, clean the clubhouse. Barbosa didn't have to do it. The team had already lost. They had gotten swept. The season's over. His offseason has started at this point, and the first thing he does is help out the clubby, cleaning the Grizzlies' home clubhouse. As that's a line drive, base hit to left center. Reggie Crawford has his first hit in a San Jose uniform. It's a one-out double to left center. That's the fourth hit for San Jose, and it'll bring up the catcher in Thomas Gavello. As Barbosa allows the one-out double to Crawford. Great job with Crawford staying on the bag right there, or staying on that base right there. Out to left center field. Andrews Jr. getting that ball in. As now here's Thomas Gavello. A very loud crowd here in San Jose as they just won some free burgers from In-N-Out, I believe. Barbosa looks back, and that is a pitch clock violation on Barbosa. The count at 1-0. The pitch was initially ruled a strike. Instead, it'll be a pitch clock violation, so it's 1-0. Runner at second, one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Barbosa will come set. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike. And the count of 1-1. Good pitch there from Barbosa on the outside part of the plate. But so we were talking about Barbosa and the great deed that he did, staying in the clubhouse to clean it up. As now, the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah, is talking with the field clock, field time clock, and they're trying to see what's going on here. As the count is at 1-1, they're trying to figure out exactly what's going on here. I'm not sure either. Hopefully we'll get an explanation. So they were checking on the pitch clock to make sure that that violation that was called on Barbosa, the clock was actually at the right time. Here comes the 1-1, and it's a ground ball, base hit to right field. Crawford stays at third, the throw in from Martin to the cutoff man and Kelly. Runners at the corners with one out for Zach Morgan. Five hits now for San Jose. Runners at the corners with one out. And here's Zach Morgan, 1-2. But so we finish up that story in Barbosa. Well, that leads us to who the Grizzlies will face starting Tuesday night at Chukchansey Park, a six-game series against the Lake Elsinore Storm. On Tuesday, June 6th, 6:50 p.m., it's Two for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. Two for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. Grab two-for-one field box tickets, plus two Maya Cinemas Family Day tickets, and take advantage of both $2 sodas and $2 novelty ice cream. Here's the pitch. And that is up the middle, caught by Perez, the shortstop. Perez, ranging toward the second base bag, makes the play for the second out. Two outs, now a big one indeed, as here comes the third baseman, Andrew Cachel, who's 0-2. On Wednesday, June 7th at 6:50 p.m. against Lake Elsinore Storm, it's What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. Two reserve tickets, two Island Water Park tickets valid Monday through Thursday, two hot dogs and two sodas over a $120 value, all for just $34. That pitch is fouled off, and the count at 0-1 here to Andrew Cachel. That is What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park on Wednesday, June 7th. On Thursday, June 8th, it's Tioga Thursdays, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch against the Lake Elsinore Storm for Game 3. Check on the runner. Back safely with a head-first dive is Gavello. For Tioga Thursdays, two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. What a steal, what a deal. On Friday, June 9th, a 6:50 p.m. for Game 4 against the Storm, as that pitch is a called strike and a count at 0-2. Princess and Pirates Night presented by Expo Events with Friday Night Fireworks postgame. Guest character appearances from your favorite princess and pirate. My favorite pirate is from Captain Hook. It's Shmee. As here comes the 0-2, and that is in the dirt, and the count now at 1-2. If you're 12 and younger and you dress up as your favorite pirate or princess, you get in for free. We'll have a couple taco trucks there as well, and Friday night fireworks following the contest. As the count is at 1-2, two outs, runners at first and third, 5-2, Fresno leads San Jose. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and we'll do it again, and I think it got a piece of Ordonez. It's catcher's interference. So they're calling catcher's interference on Ordonez. That glove was taken off the hand of Ordonez. So Cachel up to first base on the catcher's interference. And it got his glove as Cachel reached after it. So Gavello to second on the catcher's interference. And now the bases are loaded with two outs for Alexander Suarez, who's 0-2. We have seen a little bit of everything tonight. And when I mean we've seen a little bit of everything, I feel like we've seen everything but Seagulls talk at this point. Yes, here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and there's a check swing in the dirt. Did he go around the count? Is that 0-1? Yes, he did. To Alexander Suarez, the nine-hole hitter. 5-2 our score here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Yes, here comes the 0-1. And it swung on and missed in the dirt, and the count at 0-2 as Suarez going after that. And I just got a question that if you are older than 12 years and you want to dress up as a princess or pirate, you may do so. You may get some looks as well, but I recommend that you dress up and enjoy the great night on Friday, June 9th. As here's the pitch. It's a check swing. He did go around. It's in the dirt, and that ends the inning. Barbosa works around the bases loaded jam. We head to the seventh. It is 5-2 Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the seventh inning, 5-2, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. We have seven combined errors tonight. We also have only eight hits. We actually might have more than that. We have nine hits. I can't count even right now. Nine hits, seven errors, seven runs. Lots of craziness. Robbie Martin will lead things off here against Nomar Medina. As that is a pitch clock violation. And the count is at 1-0. Medina tried stepping off the rubber with 2 seconds on the clock. And technically can't really reset it there. So the count is at 1-0. And the pitch to Martin is inside. The count now at 2-0. To Robbie Martin, who is 1-for-2. An RBI single and a run back in the second inning. As here comes the pitch from Medina. And that is a base hit to left field. Past the diving third baseman, Cachol. And Martin has his second hit of the game. He was right on the noggin with that one. Fifth hit now for the Grizzlies. And I'll bring up the catcher in Jesus Ordonez. So we were talking about promotions before we went to the commercial break. On Saturday, June 10th, game 5 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Storm. It's Pajama Jam. Wear your PJs to the ballpark, and if you wear your PJs and you're 12 and younger, you get in for free. There goes Martin. The throw to second is offline, and Martin is in there with a stolen base. So a runner at second with nobody out. It's Ordonez at the plate, who's 0-for-1. He had a sack bunt back in the second inning. Now, of course, the same question goes as well. If you want to wear your PJs, if you're older than 12, you may do so. I will probably wear my PJs as well. They're blue baseball PJs. As that pitch is swung on and missed. The count at 0-2 to Ordonez. You will also have a couple options food-wise. Some drinks in our Kodiak Club in Fresno Social. Mimosas and Bloody Marys. mimosas and Bloody Marys. That sounds great. We also have some breakfast burritos at a couple of the food trucks, and then chicken and waffle helmet in the concession stands. His account is 0-2 to Ordonez. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch as well on Saturday, June 10th for Pajama Jam. As here comes the 0-2. Here's the pitch, and Ordonez a ground ball. This will get Martin to third. The play is in time. It goes 4-3. Martin to third. Ordonez retired for the first out. Productive out as well. As here comes the first baseman, Parker Kelly, 0-1. A sac fly back in the second. Finally on Sunday, June 11th, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch to wrap up the six-game series against the Lake Elsinore Storm. It'll be Parker's birthday, presented by Fresno Clovis Convention and Visitors Bureau. The infield is in as Parker Kelly swings and misses, the count at 0-1. But Parker T. Bear will be celebrating his birthday with additional mascots and activities throughout the game, presented by Fresno Clovis Convention and Visitors Bureau. We also will have pregame catch on the field, as here's the pitch to Kelly, and a ground ball down the left field line, and it's foul. The count at 0-2. Kelly just missing extra bases and his second RBI. But we will have pregame catch on the field. Come join us for some catch before the game starts from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m., our first pregame catch on the field this season. It's also a Save Mart Sunday with Kids Run the Bases postgame with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. It'll be 6 of 12 games, 6 against the Storm, and then 6 more against the Inland Empire 66ers. Here's the 0-2, it's outside, the count of 1-2 to Kelly. Infield still in for San Jose, they trail 5-2 here in the 7th. But those will be the 6 games against the Storm. Lots of in-game entertainment and some fun Grizzlies baseball for you. Here's the 1-2, and it is outside, and the count now at 2-2, and Gavello looking for the strikeout there. Make sure you grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You also can give us a call, 559-320-4487. You also can come down to our Cherchancy Park box office to secure your tickets today. Here's the 2-2. Line drive to left center field. A base hit. This will go all the way to the warning track. And Kelly has a stand-up RBI double. 6-2 Grizzlies. Parker Kelly's second RBI. From the 9-hole spot, Robbie Martin scores. Second hit this inning, first run as well. And it's now 6-2 Grizzlies here in the 7th. As here's Jake Snyder, 0-3. Parker Kelly's 7th double nets him in the RBI. As here's Jake Snyder now, and the Grizzlies extending their lead here. They're looking for their 5th straight Sunday win. Here's the pitch. And that's a line drive to center. Suarez, barely having to move, makes the catch for the second out. Two outs now as here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. 0-3, but he's reached base twice due to errors. He's also stolen two bases and scored a run. But again, next week, the Lake Elsinore Storm and then the Inland Empire 66ers, who will come to Cherchancy Park for the first time in the 3-year history that the Grizzlies have been in the California League. Unique scheduling is the reason for that. So Inland Empire will join and head over, the affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. As Kelly leads from second, here's the pitch. And that's outside, the count at 1-0. So it'll be the Padres affiliate for 6, the Angels affiliate for 6. A 2-week homestand at Cherchancy Park, 12 games of Grizzlies baseball. Make sure you come check it out. If not, we would love for you to join us on the radio and MILB TV and the Bally Live app. Here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on and fouled off in the count at 1-1. A lot of action still to go tonight. 6-2 here in the 7th inning. Fresno leads San Jose. As the Grizzlies looking for their second straight win. 6-2 they lead. Runner at second with 2 outs here in the 7th. Here's the pitch. And that is swung on and foul tipped into the glove. And the count now at 1-2. A lot of action here tonight. So if you're listening on stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com. Glad you could tune in. Lots of crazy action. A shout-out to Mike McCool listening in Clovis, California. Shout-out also to the world's best girlfriend, Molly, listening in Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in. Here comes the 1-2 from Medina to Jesus Bugarin. And that is lifted, and it will go foul. As we have tonight's attendance, 2,217, 2217. As the 6 feet, 190-pound Medina readies to deliver this 1-2. Here's the pitch from Medina. Long pause. Here it is. And that is swung on and missed by Bugarin. And that ends the inning. I guess everyone was waiting for something here, but I think that did end the inning. All right. Everyone's going off the field now. It's stretch time here at Excite Ballpark. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late. For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You heard God Bless America, and it's stretch time here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh inning here in San Jose, California. 6-2, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. Glad you could tune in. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chancey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the seventh, we thank Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Gabriel Barbosa's first pitch to Turner Hill is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Hill today is 1-for-2 with a walk and a run. Here's the next pitch. It's low and outside. The count of 1-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 6-2, Fresno leads San Jose. That pitch is low, and the count now at 2-2. With that being said, it's time for scores around the California League. And as we said, we're the last single-A game playing this evening, as that's a ground ball base hit to left field. Turner Hill has reached base three times with a pair of singles. And the leadoff man is on here. Fourth hit allowed by Barbosa. And here comes the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. So Diego Velasquez now to the plate. He is 0 for 2 with a walk. Let's start, though, with the game that matters a little bit in the California League standings in the Northern Division. Modesto and Stockton. And at Banner Island Ballpark, the Ports beat the Nuts 8-3. Here's the pitch. It's outside, but a called a strike, and the count at 0-1. The Ports are now 19-32. Modesto now falls to 25-26, so the Grizzlies have a chance to get back into second place with a win this evening. As here comes the 0-1, and it's a ground ball up the middle. Perez tags the base to first, a double play again. The Twin killing for the second time against Velasquez. Two outs now. 6-3 on the double play. And here comes left fielder Matt Higgins. So the final score, 8-3, Stockton beat Modesto. Garrett Irvin is now 5-1. He has pitched outstanding this year for Stockton. He's got 5 of Stockton's 19 wins, as that's a called strike to Higgins, counted 0-1. He threw an inning, allowed 3 runs, but he got the win. Wander Guante, 7 scoreless innings, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 0-2 now. Allowed 1 hit and 2 walks. He struck out 5. That might be your pitcher of the week in Wander Guante. And then Blaise Pontes throwing the 9th. The loss of Chris Jefferson, he allowed 5 runs, only 2 earned in his inning of work, as that is swung on and missed. And Gabriel Barbosa, a very eerie similar inning as the 5th. A leadoff single, a double play, and then a strikeout of Higgins. We head to the 8th, 6-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 2023.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the 8th inning, 6-2, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. And we were talking about the scores around the California League. The Ports beat the Nuts 8-3. They had a 5-run 8th inning after giving up 3 in the top of the 8th inning. So Stockton wins 8-3. They had a home run from Mujica, his first of the game. Cook and Pineda both doubled as well. Hood had a homer on the other side for Modesto, his fourth of the year. Colin Davis also had a double for Modesto, but they fall 8-3, so the Grizzlies have a chance for a second-place tie in the California League Northern Division. Let's head over to the team that will be coming to Chukchansi Park next week, the Lake Elsinore Storm, who hosted the Visalia Rawhide. That pitch outside of Ryan Ritter, the count at 1-0. From Medina to Ryan Ritter, who's 0-3. And the Rawhide defeated the Storm 7-5. Here's the pitch, and it's high, and the count now at 2-0. The winning pitcher is Josh Swales. He got his first win of the year. The loss to Morgan, he's 0-1. The save to Vasquez, his first. Visalia scored 4 runs in the 7th to win that game, as that pitch is fouled off, and the count now at 2-1. Lots of doubles for Visalia. Robinson had his first. Rojas had his 6th. Pena had his 5th. Serda had his 7th. And Carrion had his 6th. As here comes the 2-1, and Ritter, high fly ball, left center field, you can forget about it! Ryan Ritter's 12th homer of the season, it is now 7-2 Grizzlies. Ritter's been quiet all series, but that one might have just put the game out of reach. A solo shot to left center into the South Bay sky, and Ritter helps Fresno right there. Ritter high fives all around. That must feel good for Ritter. It's been a rough series for the youngster. As that pitch is outside of Skyler Messenger, the count at 1-0. But boy, he got all of that one. A solo shot is 12th of the season. Here comes the 1-0 to Messenger. And it's outside. The count at 2-0. Messenger 2-for-2. A sacrifice fly back in the third inning. He's also scored a run. He's had another really good game. Here comes the 2-0. And that is low ball 3. So again, Visalia beats Lake Elsinore 7-5. Lots of doubles in the game, though. The teams combined for 9 overall. 5 for Visalia, 4 for Lake Elsinore. But the Storm falls 7-5 as the 3-0 is inside but called a strike, and the count at 3-1. Finally, Inland Empire, they beat Rancho Cucamonga 8-1. As here's the pitch, and it is a called strike, and the count at 3-2. The winning pitcher is Daryl Hicks. He's now 3-0. The loss to Campos, he is 5-3. Inland Empire scored 3 runs in the 9th inning. They also added 2 in the 4th. And 2 in the second. As the 3-2 is swung on and missed. Messenger down on strikes. That's the second strikeout from Medina. First out of the inning. And he'll bring up the shortstop in Andy Perez. Perez 1-for-3. A run back in the second. But Inland Empire had a home run from Coutney, his 8th. And Sepulveda, his 3rd. As that's a high fly ball to center field. Suarez is underneath it. He will make the catch, and Perez is retired. 2 outs now as here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. 0-for-3. So again, final lines. Inland Empire beats Rancho 8-1. Modesto falls to Stockton 8-3. And Visalia beat Lake Elsinore 7-5. Our score here 7-2. Fresno leads San Jose here in the top of the 8th inning. Ryan Ritter just hit his 12th homer of the season. Andy Perez, the second casualty. The count is 0-1, E.J. Andrews. It's outside, and the count at 1-1 from Thomas Gavello as Medina back on the bump here in the top of the 8th. Glad you could join us. Lots of action this evening. We've had 7 combined errors. Here's the pitch, and it is low. And the count now at 2 balls and a strike. We've had 7 combined errors on 13 hits and 9 runs. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 3-1. We've had an umpire's interference. We've had a catcher's interference. We've had broken equipment. We've had double plays. We've had spectacular plays. Good crowd on hand as well. Yes, here comes the 3-1 Andrews Jr., and that's a ground ball to the shortstop. Rodriguez gobbles it up over to first, and it is in time to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the 8th, 7-2, Grizzlies. Ryan Ritter, the solo shot. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the eighth inning, 7-2 Fresno leads San Jose. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Again, you can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch is a called strike from Gabriel Barbosa to Anthony Rodriguez. Here comes the next pitch from the righty Barbosa, who's been fantastic out of the pen. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball, and it's going to go foul. And the count now at 0-2 against Anthony Rodriguez, who is 0-2. A walk in the first, and an RBI ground out in the third. Here's the 0-2 from Barbosa, and it swung on and missed in the dirt. He is tagged out by Ordonez, and that is the fourth punch out now for Gabriel Barbosa. It goes 2 on the tag, by the way, for the official put out. One out now as here comes the DH, Reggie Crawford, who doubled in his last at-bat. Gabriel Barbosa now into his fourth inning of work. He's allowed 4 hits and no earned runs, no walks in 4 Ks. Here's the pitch and a ground ball to Ritter, the second baseman. The underhand toss for the second out in time. 4-3, and Crawford's retired. 2 outs now for Thomas Gavello. Gavello 1-for-3, a single back in the 6th inning. Grizzlies lead 7-2, looking for their 5th straight Sunday win. Sunday fun day here in the South Bay. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa. That is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Grizzlies took an early lead. They have not looked back since. But this is a Giants offense that really can score in bunches. The 0-1 is low. Did he go? No, he didn't. The count now at 1-1. Home plate umpire is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. The base umpire is Brian Blassingame. He is a fill-in today. Here's the 1-1, and that's a ground ball foul. The count now at 1-2. The first base coach for San Jose is their fundamentals coach, Yedwin Villegas, the former Grizzlies infielder. 3 former Grizzlies on the coaching staff for San Jose. Hitting coach Travis Ishikawa, pitching coach Dan Runsler, and fundamentals coach Yedwin Villegas. 2 of those 3 had also playing time in the big leagues. Dan Runsler and Travis Ishikawa, both are World Series champions. As here comes the 2-2 from Barbosa, and that is a breaking ball in the dirt, swung on and missed. Barbosa has now worked 4 innings. He has struck out 5, tying the most innings and strikeouts by a reliever this season. We had the top of the ninth, 7-2. Grizzlies lead the Giants. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the ninth inning, 7-2. The Grizzlies lead the Giants as Robbie Martin will lead things off against left-hander Nomar Medina, who's back out for his fourth inning of work. As we said, top of the ninth inning, the series finale between the Grizzlies and the Giants. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing, earn, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Trachancy Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Trachancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And we thank Trachancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. Robbie Martin strides to the plate. He's 2-for-3. His batting average now at .268, 4 home runs this year. It'll be Martin, Ordonez, and Kelly. Here's the pitch. And Martin takes a pitch low, the count at 1-0. By the way, that Parker Kelly double back in the 7th inning was the first extra base hit for Fresno since Wednesday. That is swung on and missed, the count at 1-1. Actually, since Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they had no extra base hits. But now two extra base hits in the last two innings. Here comes the 1-1. And that is fouled off. And the count now at 1-2 to Robbie Martin. He's also scored twice as well. The Grizzlies offense having a very good game. Almost every batter's reached base safely. Now, of course, five errors by the Giants helping the cause as well. As here comes the 1-2 from Nomar Medina. And it's low, and the count now at 2-2. Our pregame guest was Robbie Martin. Went to Florida State, was an eighth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2021. Here comes the 2-2, and that is low, ball three. The count now full, 3-2. Medina working hard already here in this ninth inning. 6 feet, 190 pounds, signed as an international free agent in 2020 out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Here's the 3-2, and that is swung on and fouled off at the plate. Martin, just getting a piece of it, stays alive here. The Grizzlies have put together some really good at-bats over the past two nights. After only scoring one run in consecutive games and really not finding anything offensively in the first three games of this series, they have really found their way the last two. As that pitch is inside, ball four. Martin has reached for the third time, this time via walk. First walk issued by San Jose pitching, and it brings up the catcher, Jesus Ordonez. Ordonez 0-for-2. He's had a wild day at the plate, a sack bunt in the second inning. He struck out. And then on the put out to first base, there was a double play that got E.J. Andrews Jr. at the plate. And then he also grounded out. Here's the pitch to Ordonez. It's in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Jesus Ordonez batting .233. Joined the Grizzlies during their series against Stockton. A short, stocky catcher. Good defender. Good bat as well. Here comes the 1-0. To Ordonez, and that is fouled off in the count at 1-1. Ordonez is 5'8", 180 pounds. Signed as an international free agent in 2019 out of Coro, Venezuela. As here comes the 1-1. Here's the pitch. Long look from Medina. Here it is. And that is fouled off. And the count now at 1-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect next week as the Lake Elsinore Storm travel down to Chukchansey Park. Should be a very intriguing series. A return of the 2022 California League champions. Here comes the 1-2, and a check instead back on Martin. So count is now at 1-2. Lake Elsinore Storm beating the Grizzlies last year in the championship series. Here's the 1-2 and a ground ball up the middle. What a play from the second baseman, Velasquez, and it doesn't beat Martin to second. The underhand toss after the backhand made by Velasquez to the shortstop, Rodriguez, who thought they got Martin. It is going to be a single, fielder's choice, I believe, as well. It's just going to be a single straight up. So Ordonez reaches, Martin is second. Eighth hit now for Fresno. Runners at first and second for Parker Kelly, who has two RBIs, an RBI double in the seventh, a sac fly back in the second. 7-2 Fresno, they're looking to add on more here in the ninth. Here's the pitch, and it is low in the count at 1-0. Nomar Medina against Parker Kelly, who went to Texas Tech, was one of 10 Grizzlies who were watching intently on the regionals for the NCAA baseball tournaments. That pitch is lifted foul on the count at 1-1. 10 players on this Grizzlies team, current Grizzlies team, that had their alma maters or the team they were drafted from to the Rockies or signed to by the Rockies that are in the regionals. As Kelly broke his bat, he'll get some new lumber. So, for instance, Kelly went to Texas Tech. Brady Hill went to San Jose State, one of the Grizzlies' relievers. Davis Palermo went to North Carolina. Zach Agnos went to East Carolina, as example. And those teams playing on. East Carolina playing against Virginia. I know that score is close to being over with. A lot of weather, though, on the East Coast going on. Count is 1-1. Texas Tech will play Florida a little bit later tonight. Here comes the 1-1, and Kelly swings and misses. And the count now at 1-2 with the new lumber. So one ball, two strikes to Kelly here in the top of the ninth inning. As we said, the only single-A game still going on in minor league baseball this Sunday. As here comes the 1-2 from Medina. And it swung on and missed. Kelly down on strikes. First out of the inning. Third strikeout by Medina. And a bring up the DH and Jake Snyder, who is 0-4. So big strikeout there, Parker Kelly. And as we said a little bit earlier, the other three California League games ending. 8-1 Inland Empire beat Rancho Cucamonga. Visalia knocked off Lake Elsinore 7-5. And Stockton defeated Modesto 8-3. Here's the pitch to Snyder. Fouled off. The count at 0-1. Our score here, 7-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Glad you could join us. Stay tuned for the postgame show. The Grizzlies looking for their fifth straight Sunday win. Back-to-back wins in this series. Be their seventh win against these Giants this season. These teams have played a lot of close ones. But our score here is 7-2. Here's the 0-1. And it's inside the count of 1-1 to Jake Snyder from Nomar Medina. Here comes the 1-1 to Snyder. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Medina. The count at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. One out. Here's the pitch. And it is called strike three, and Snyder out on strikes. Snyder now 0-5, second out of the inning, both via strikeout. And here comes Jesus Bugarin, runners at first and second. Snyder not happy with that call. As here's Boo Green now. Boo Green 0 for 4, but he's reached base twice via air. 5 airs for San Jose tonight. As that's a ground ball to the third baseman, Cachel, and the only play is to third, where Robbie Martin had stopped initially. He thought that ball had gone foul, but that ends the inning. The Grizzlies 3 outs away from their back-to-back wins against San Jose. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FrederickGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the ninth inning, Gabriel Barbosa and the Grizzlies lead the Giants 7-2. Barbosa in line for the win. 4 scoreless innings so far for Barbosa as he takes on Zach Morgan to lead things off. And we were just talking about it in between innings that Gabriel Barbosa has been fantastic for Fresno. This bullpen as well over the past 2 nights. Here's the pitch and a breaking ball inside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies had 3 2/3 scoreless innings yesterday. So far they have 5 today, so 8 2/3 scoreless innings. As that's a called strike and the count now at 1-1. They could have up to 6 for 9.2 scoreless innings in back-to-back nights. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a fly ball to right field. Robbie Martin is there. He will make the catch for the first out. The Grizzlies 2 outs away from back-to-back wins. Andrew Cachel now to the plate. He is 0 for 3. As the Grizzlies really trusting Gabriel Barbosa, who's been fantastic out of the bullpen. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0. Gabriel Barbosa, his ERA now has dropped to 6.75. Here's the 1-0 and a breaking ball, and it's skied in the air. Where's it going to be? It's going to be right below us in the count now at 1-1. Barbosa has made 4 appearances as a reliever, a 2-0 record, a 3.86 ERA. He has 1 save as well, looking for his 3rd win. The Grizzlies looking for their 5th straight Sunday win. Here's the 1-1, and that's a line drive to center field. Boo Green will cut it in, and Cachel has a single right there. Not over yet. Runner at first, one out for Alexander Suarez. Suarez 0 for 3 with a pair of strikeouts. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of this contest and what to expect tomorrow. Actually, take that back, on Tuesday. Tomorrow we are off. We'll enjoy a Monday off as the team will head back home for a 12-game homestand. Hope you can join us for that. Here's the pitch. And it is a called strike and the count at 0-1 from Barbosa, who's known as the best control in the Rockies system according to Baseball America. And his 2nd stint with the Grizzlies from Brazil. Here comes the 0-1, and a breaking ball, and it's lifted to left field. Andrews Jr. was playing over there. He gets underneath it for the out. Two outs now, and the Grizzlies are an out away from their fifth Sunday win in a row, as here comes Turner Hill. Hill's had a good game. 2 for 3, he's reached base 3 times. Gabriel Barbosa looking to end this one. Signed with the Rockies as an international free agent in 2018. When you talk to scouts about Barbosa, they say that this guy could be a big league long relief guy. That is high praise for the 21-year-old who throws a curveball in there for a strike and the count at 0-1. 21 years old and Barbosa pitching his heart out here tonight. 4 2/3, looking for 5 scoreless innings of relief. Here's the pitch. And it is low, and the count now at 1-1. He's already surpassed the most innings pitched by a reliever this season. He's also tied the most strikeouts by a reliever this season. As here comes the 1-1 to Hill. And it is called strike 2, and the Grizzlies are a strike away here in the ninth. 7-2 our score, and the Grizzlies looking for a big win here against San Jose on a Sunday. 1-2. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Gabriel Barbosa has done it. 5 scoreless innings of relief, and the Grizzlies have a 7-2 win over the San Jose Giants. 5 straight Sunday wins, back-to-back wins in this series, and the Grizzlies' momentum going into their 12-game homestand. We'll be back with the final lines right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark for the postgame show and a wrap-up of tonight's action. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 7-2. Fresno improves to 25-26 San Jose drops to 32-19. The Grizzlies have now won back-to-back games after dropping the first four games of the series. They have won five Sundays in a row. Fresno, they win 7-2. Final lines, Fresno, 7 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 4 runners on. San Jose, 2 runs on 7 hits. They had 5 errors. They left 8 runners on. The winning pitcher tonight is Gabriel Barbosa. We'll give you his line in a sec. He is now 3-3. The loss to Hayden Wynja, he is now 3-1. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 23 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,217. The Grizzlies win 7-2. Let's start with the pitching once again. The Grizzlies bullpen, the storyline again. Jackson Cox went 3 innings of work, allowed 2 runs, 1 earned on 2 hits and 3 walks. He struck out 3, had a high pitch count, so they went right to the bullpen. Sergio Sanchez, a clean 4th inning, he struck out 1. And then Gabriel Barbosa, he was your MVP tonight, no doubt about it. 5 scoreless innings. He allowed 5 hits, no walks. He struck out 6. His 5 innings ties a career high for him. His 6 strikeouts is a season high as well for the right-hander. Barbosa now has 5 relief appearances. He has 3 wins and 1 save in that span. His 5 innings and his 6 Ks as well, the most by a reliever this season for Fresno in both innings pitched and strikeouts. Gabriel Barbosa was fantastic. Barbosa overall threw 59 pitches, 45 of them were for strikes. And when you say that he is the best control in the Rockies system, tonight proved why. Gabriel Barbosa kept the Grizzlies in it, and they kept the Giants' offensive bats away. So let's go to the Giants' side pitching-wise. Hayden Wynja, 4 innings of work, allowed 5 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits. He struck out 3 as well, but a lot of errors hurting Wynja. There were 4 errors, or 5 errors before Wynja left. Actually, 4 errors for Wynja before he left for the night. Sean Newcomb in a rehab outing, 1 scoreless inning. Nomar Medina finished up the final 4 innings for San Jose. Let's go to the play-by-play now for the Grizzlies. They scored 4 runs in the second inning and never looked back. E.J. Andrews Jr. reached on a fielder's choice, fielded by the third baseman Andrew Cachel. It went past his glove and then past the shortstop in Rodriguez's glove and went to shallow left field. That allowed Skyler Messenger to score. Skyler Messenger had a big game as well. We'll talk a little bit about him in a sec. Robbie Martin then, the RBI single, scored Andy Perez. And then Parker Kelly, the sac fly, scored E.J. Andrews Jr. So at that point, it was 3. It was 3-0. And then the pass ball scored Robbie Martin to make it 4-0 after 2 innings of play. Then the Grizzlies added a 5th run in the 3rd on the sacrifice fly from Skyler Messenger. Messenger finished his game with 2 hits. He had 7 over his final 3 games of this series. 3 multi-hit games in a row for Skyler Messenger. All singles as well for him. He raised his average as well in the contest. Good game for Messenger. But in the bottom of the 3rd, San Jose tried coming back. They scored 2 runs on a ground out and a fielding error. And so they scored 2 runs in the 3rd, making it 5-2. And that's all she wrote for San Jose. 2 more runs by Fresno. The RBI double in the 7th inning by Parker Kelly scored Robbie Martin. Robbie Martin reached base 3 times on 2 singles and a walk. And then Ryan Ritter, his 12th homer of the season, to left center field. 7-2. The Grizzlies hold on to win this one. What more can you say, though? Your 2 runs you allow are on a ground out that you had your infield back that scored the run, and then a fielding error by your first baseman that scored the next run. The Grizzlies played almost as clean of a baseball game as you could have tonight against the first-place San Jose Giants. The Grizzlies now are 7 games back in the division, 16 games left in the first half. They do not see San Jose for the remainder of this first half. They will see them July 4th at Chukchansi Park. So the first half now, the Grizzlies are going to have to get some help from some other teams. The Grizzlies will take on the Lake Elsinore Storm starting on Tuesday. So that brings us to our action on Tuesday. The Storm in town to face the Grizzlies for a six-game series. The Grizzlies at home for a 12-game homestand. Tuesday, June 6th at 6:50 p.m. Lake Elsinore has not announced a starting pitcher yet. The Grizzlies will go to the left-hander Caleb Franzen. Those are your projected starters. Franzen a 1-1 record, a 4.76 ERA. Again, the Lake Elsinore Storm, the single-A affiliate of the San Diego Padres in town for a six-game set. A big series coming up. Lake Elsinore playing pretty good baseball. They split their series against Visalia, who the Grizzlies will now have to root for as they take on the San Jose Giants. They trail by 7, second place now in the California League Northern Division standings. Our final score, the Grizzlies 7, the Giants 2. However you're listening, and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday, and we will see you Tuesday night at Chukchansey Park. Go Grizzlies.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.